So conceiving an I, we cling to an ego. Conceiving the cup of self, we find ourselves contained, fixed, limited. Yet this cup does not want to be broken, it wants to be lifted and used. Nagarjuna too encounters this cup of the ego to which we cling.
If you are what you grasp, you would not be here. For what you grasp comes and goes. It cannot be you. How can the grasped be the grasper?
For Nagarjuna, clinging to self is to insist on being somebody. To be empty is to no longer be full of oneself, to be willing to be nobody. So emptiness for him is about easing fixations. And this ease comes with an awareness of contingency, awareness that all is co-arising, interdependent. And with this awareness, we pour instead into our deep ocean self. So fixing is our way of dealing with an unpredictable world, with uncertainty. It's a way of coping with anxiety. But these cups we create cut us off from the ocean of existence. Our fixed sense of self veils us from a bigger, more vast awareness of self. But if we look closely at self, it shows us reality. The cup looks still, but it acts in secret to help you. That which veils reality from us also shows us reality. So Dogen says, to study the way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. To forget the self is to be enlightened by all things. So when we study the Dharma, we study the self. And in studying ourselves, we forget ourselves. I think it's more that in looking for ourselves, we lose ourselves. And this losing of ourselves is when we can be enlightened by all things. So what does it mean to lose ourselves? It's literally, we look, but we can't find ourselves. So Viveka, people that have been in Viveka's workshop, had us looking for our mind, which was quite hard to find earlier. But I just want you to look for your arm. Yeah, just look and see if you can find your arm. Okay, so you've got your arm, it's there. And then I just want you to look and find your shoulder. You can sort of find it through your clothes if you haven't got a t-shirt on. So you found your arm and you found your shoulder. And now I want you to find the exact point at which your arm becomes your shoulder. So we find ourselves losing our arm and losing our shoulder and losing our mind, perhaps. And if we're not careful, we can lose our whole selves. So, enough poetry and enough tricks. We're going to get scientific with Joanna Macy. So, with radical impermanence, we find it's not that things are impermanent, it is that there are no things. If we go deeply enough into interconnectedness, all we find is relationship. Not even things to be in relation. Just this flow of relating. Just change. So all there is change. Not things that change. Nagarjuna calls it emptiness. Rumi is intoxicated by it.
There is no otherness in either you or me. Without otherness, there is no me or you. I do not connect with me, nor do I connect with you. No connecting, no connections, no connectors.
So our grief comes from creating a self out of this flow and then trying to protect that self from change when its very nature is change. Vasubandhu would say there is just experience. He shows us the mechanics of self, how mind creates self and world out of just experience. And he also shows us that it isn't our fault. We are just wired up wrongly. So that on a very deep level, we create this split between self and world, and from that, countless other dualities, pleasure, pain, inside, outside, and so on. Where there is one, the mind makes two, and it's one big mistake. So we may want to ask why. You know, why? I wanted to ask why. Why am I made like that? Well, why not? Yeah.